This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Oh, it just keeps getting darker for Diddy. Very, very dark. Just when you thought it couldn't get any darker, quite honestly, obviously. He is in custody without bail in New York and is going to be facing those federal charges against him at some point. But as this investigation continues ongoing, more charges very likely will be brought against him. And we're learning more and more of the players involved in this. We're learning more and more accusations. We're going to talk about a new one here in just a moment. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joining us. Thalia Graves, she's the latest to make a accusation against him and has filed a civil suit. This case also involving his bodyguard, Joseph Sherman, accusing him of drugging SA, which we're going to say that. We know what that means because we're going to not try and get flagged on YouTube anymore. And filming the assault in 2001. Filming the assault. This is what makes it a little bit different than, as far as we know, some of the others, although I'm going to guess we're going to hear more of this, is the fact that it was allegedly filmed and then distributed to other people, which to me, I'm like, what? You're, number one, if you have the ability to do this kind of act on someone, and then you're going to film it, and then you're going to brag about it, and you're going to show it to other people? I mean, what does that say about the level of entitlement, arrogance, and just living on a different planet than the rest of us?
Yeah, I think it's as simple as that. They're living on a different planet. You know, they're surrounded themselves by confirmation bias and groupthink. And the more they get away with one small thing, they're going to keep escalating them. Because remember, our brain's rewarded when we accomplish things. Our brain's rewarded when we do the unusual. But every time we make the unusual common by just one rep, or maybe two, we need to escalate it to get the same sort of satisfaction mentally from those things. That's how these people go down these roads of depravity. And as we've said before about Diddy, if he had just taken that need for more, that need for another emotional hit, instead of taking advantage of people, and he did it to serve people, he could have done amazing things in the world instead of going down this road of darkness. And the imagery I had in my mind when you opened up on this segment was that the only way he's ever going to see light again is if he finally just owns it. Because there's no way out of this one, especially when you start saying there's videos involved, which we all knew there would be at some point. When you have that many people and we're dealing with today's individuals with technology, I mean, it's a long time ago when we only had cameras and it was a little more obvious. But today, you know, everything's a camera. Everything's a video recorder. Stuff's going to come out.
Well, I mean, I know we were expecting videos because there was always rumored that he had that and also used them as collateral, similar to Epstein. So I was expecting that. I was expecting them to be more, you know, videos of his parties or whatever. I guess more consensual sex going on or whatever the hell he's doing versus like literally assault being filmed on camera and then sharing it with other people. This is kind of blows. I mean, I don't know why I keep getting my mind blown by this, but when you're sharing that video with somebody, are you assuming that no one that you're sharing this to is going to be like, are you assaulting that person? Oh yeah. And they're not going to have an issue with this. I mean, just what on earth is this? I mean, are we going to see a snuff film next?
Maybe. And here's why. So many of these people we've seen that we're covering, and this is on a case I did on Nancy Grace's show the other day as well. When people have this need for control, that's what this is. I mean, think about this. You said it perfectly right there, Tony. It was like, why not consensual? You know, he is who he is. He'd have all the consensual sex he ever wanted. Yeah. Well, consensual is what? No control.
Yeah.
It's the controls on the other person. So he keeps leveling up, and these depraved individuals keep testing the level of control they can exert on others. And so when you, and again, once you have control of one group, well, that's no longer a challenge. We got to expand it. and can keep expanding. So this is about an individual doing his utmost to continually to expand his level of control. And the levers he's using for control is hardcore manipulation through fear and intimidation. And those are the negative ones. That's why, again, so few people have come out, because of the level of fear of control he's exercised over all these people's lives. I mean, if you go back to the amount of time that has been potentially going on, we have potentially individuals that have been trauma bonded, as we've talked about numerous times on here. Think about that. When you're being controlled through these levers of manipulation of fear, that's trauma bonding. And then if he sprinkles some niceties at you, sprinkles some money at you, sprinkles some fame at you, sprinkles some access at you, sprinkles some women at you, whatever it is, then he's going to recontrol, remanipulate, and then sprinkle a little more. Welcome to the world of trauma bonding and cults.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels that way. And I would imagine, you know, it's an insidious thing. I mean, I'm assuming he didn't, you know, go out the door when he first started getting some fame and attention in the early 90s doing this. At least I hope he wasn't doing this right out of the gate. Right. You know, it's a slow build. But what, I mean, is it kind of just a side effect of the power and the money that he had? I mean, obviously there's very wealthy people out there that have a lot of power that aren't going down this road. But I suppose if you have a depraved mind and you're already, you know, you're dabbling in kind of dark things on a lighter level, and then it just keeps going and going. Is it one of those things where just nothing can fulfill Diddy's desires because he's always going to such an extreme that you have to go to the next place, and that next place is almost uncharted territory or extremely criminal territory?
Yes. It's simple. It really is simple. You know, as we've said numerous times, you know, if we're trying to overcomplicate things, we're probably looking wrong.
Yeah.
This is really simple. This is an individual addicted to control. Mm-hmm. The first real clue to me was a couple of weeks ago when we talked about how he didn't even show up to court for the $100 million, you know, lawsuit. He's moved beyond money. This is not about money. Money originally gave him the ability to control and have power, but then the power and control itself gave him that. Mm-hmm. And so the money was no, I don't even think he thinks in terms of dollars and cents anymore. That, you know, the only reason we all have money for most of us at the subsistence level, excuse me, is, you know, food, shelter, and prosperity at a small level for us and those we care about in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, he is way beyond that. Some individuals are way beyond that. So when you move beyond the need for currency, the real currency people are going for is a feeling of safety, which comes from a feeling of control. And since we are genetically coded as human beings to be caught up in the cult of more, he is caught up in the cult of more control. And there is no bounds. Yeah. That's why if he had rechanneled it, like the great philanthropists in the world have done, this could have turned out much differently for him and a lot of other people.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.